Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The hesitancy is a no. I would say, you know, just trying to make sure it's the right time. I think that it's easier to work on things in the minors and sort of, and you know, he didn't pitch a lot last year. I think had he pitched all last season, you know, he may well have debuted by now. But if he hadn't debuted, I think that we would, you know, you have a better sense of where he is. Whereas, like, you know, because he missed a lot of time last year, I think that it's been good to give him some foundation in Iowa. I'd say that.
That was Jed Hoyer answering, I thought, pretty well the question of whether or not there was hesitancy about bringing Cade Horton to the big leagues. This is Rahimi and Harris, Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and you. And we continue to talk about the Cubs as we get you ready for Cubs baseball at 12:45 here on The Score. I understand that we're going to focus on this as long as there's any sort of hiccup in the pitching staff, whether it be the bullpen, whether it be the starters. This is going to happen. The Cade Horton watch began before us, and we are just carrying the torch because every single start he makes is going to be monitored. He had a shoulder injury. He threw 75 pitches in his last outing, so I know they're still trying to stretch him out in Iowa. All of that makes sense. The question is when, as we try to figure this out. I don't think it's if he gets up here. It's when.
I wonder if they're trying to adjust for these days off and not use them because they don't have to use them and can keep everybody on regular rest. We saw, like, Chris Flexen was an option, right? And we saw him pitch last night. I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I was like, but wait, aren't they off tomorrow, Thursday? And y'all were like, yes, they're off Thursday. And I said, well, then they don't necessarily need a starting pitcher as soon as we think they do. And so I wonder if they want to give that extra rest to the starters or if they will indeed bring somebody up for Imanaga's spot and if that is Cade Horton. I have mixed feelings on that. If you don't think he's ready, don't force it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you just showed that with your third baseman. What's the difference there? If that is the case, then yeah, you're not going to force it.
And the other thing is, if you do think he's ready, let's see what he's got. You know? You know, you talked about the number of pitches that he's been throwing. I mean, he's thrown at least 76 pitches. Well, he's thrown between 76 and 78 pitches each of his last four times out.
Right.
So, seems like they have an established range they want him to be in.
Yeah, he's on a clear pitch count of some sort.
So my question is that intentional for the duration or do they want to get that up to 90 to 100 pitches? Because let me tell you something. If he can only throw 78 pitches, the strain that would be put on the bullpen, it's like, okay, well, this doesn't really make a whole lot of sense.
It doesn't make sense unless you have a plan where, say, it's he and maybe Pomeranz, you know, going and splitting the lion's share. Maybe it's a three-inning type of thing.
Or even Flexen in that kind of piggyback role as well.
Yeah, Flexen as well. I mean, that's a proven starter. Although we've seen Chris Flexen coming on in relief, as we mentioned.
So I don't necessarily have a problem with this idea that, you know, the bullpen needs more arms. The bullpen's always going to need more arms. That's my just general stance. You cannot have enough arms, not at the beginning of the season, not in the middle of the season, certainly not at the end of the season. But it's the how quality are your fireball arms as I look at them, not the Chris Flexens and the Drew Pomeranzes of the world, because those guys can be in like those piggyback multiple inning roles.
You're talking about the Daniel Palencia. Like if you're throwing triple digits, what are you doing?
Yeah. Give me your inning and assure me that, you know, 8-9 times out of 10, you're going to get out of that inning unscathed.
Well, what's interesting is Chris Flexen threw the 9th last night. Like, that was something that we were all talking about on our group thread, you know, in the early times. I seriously this game was like 10 years long. I'm like, in the early ages of this game, I was reading about Justin Verlander and thinking, oh, maybe we should bring up how he was almost a Cub. And then in the late stages, I was like, oh, the offense has given them a chance. Oh, they're coming back. Oh, they have a chance to win. Oh, that's interesting. Flexen is on relief. Then the late stages were like, what was that at bat, PCA? And then the 11th happened. And then I just, you know, started singing Hello Darkness, My Old Friend.
Not Hello Darkness, My Old Friend.
I do that all the time. It's really common when the Sox get injured.
Or just common when the Sox are playing, period.
I mean, seriously, it's really when the
Sox get injured. I thought the Sox were going to win last night. I was like, you know what?
I turned that game on, and what did I say to you? What did I say?
I already knew the situation. I just didn't want to, like...
You could tell. You could just tell watching it. I was like, oh, this smells like a walk-off.
Not related to what we're talking about right now, but the Bobby Sox, not only do they not have a closer, but I don't even think they understand what that situation would be like.
Their closer's Cam Boozer.
They have one save as a team.
Yeah, you know, they blow but I out know who's coming win. On in the ninth.
Listen, I just be better. Be better, Sox. Be better. But to your point about Cade Horton, if they have a plan, I mean, surely they have a plan, right? And they had a plan before Shota Imanaga got hurt. Now, how much they adjust the plan without Shota Imanaga, that's the thing we're all kind of keeping an eye on.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
On here.
Well, luckily for us, Carter Hawkins was on with Spiegel and Holmes yesterday, so let's listen to what he has to say about that very thing.
We got to figure out what we're going to do, right? I mean, Shota's obviously on the IL. We have an off day. We have a lot of off days, so we can play around with things a little bit here in terms of being flexible with our pitching and then trying to make a decision. But yeah, I mean, we're having the conversation of, you know, how are we going to fill this hole, you know, while Shota's out. And, you know, certainly Cade is one of the guys in AAA that we'll be talking about. And, you know, we'll make those decisions. I think Cade and a lot of our guys down in AAA, you know, Keegan Thompson has gotten stretched out. He's actually looking really good as well. I mean, those guys can all get major league outs. It's about being consistent. And then for Cade, you know, the thing that he's really been working on down there is landing his breaking balls. Get a lot of swing and miss stuff. So that gets him deep into counts. He gets a lot of foul balls, you know, things like that. And, you know, we want him to try to have him be a little bit more efficient. And when he's landing his breaking balls, he's not going to get as deep in the counts and be able to get deeper in the game. So that's what he's been focused on. You know, kind of the underlying aspect of that is just getting his delivery in a really good place. And, yeah, he's made some really good strides this year. And to your point, the results have been good. So I'm very encouraged by his progress. And he definitely, you know, put himself on the radar prior to, you know, this Shota injury, and certainly will be in the mix here as we make these decisions.
Well, all of that actually just makes sense. That sounds like, first of all, it's a defined plan. I understand why you can't get much more into the details when you're trying to figure out. I would assume with the delivery, it's repetitive mechanics and trying to make it all a little more fluid and just committed more to muscle memory and that type of thing. Again, the pitch count, as we talked about, you don't want to throw just 75 pitches every time or thereabouts. So all of it makes sense. But the fact that he's acknowledging that Shota may affect the timeline, it should. As I've said before, you have Kyle Tucker for 1 year. That's all right now. So this is it. Sorry. You got to make all your decisions this year.
It's interesting you brought up Keegan Thompson, because Keegan Thompson hasn't pitched more than four innings in any of his appearances in the minors.
And we've thought about him, but I don't know it was to necessarily that level as one of the discussed options.
I think of Keegan Thompson more as a guy that could come in and be in that. I was trying to think of who guys, if Chris Flexen became the next starter, guys who could come and be the next swingman. I was like, maybe Keegan Thompson could fill that role because he's got good stuff. He strikes people out. It's an interesting flex point at this point in the season because you're hoping no one else gets hurt, number one. And that was kind of the hope. Well, Justin Steele went down because we just had fresh in our mind the whole cramp situation.
It's May 7th.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You can't hope that. It is not like you will be disappointed, perhaps even tomorrow.
No, that's
and
what
they're off tomorrow.
So Memorial Day is usually when I start to take my first like long, hard look. In fact, if the Cubs hadn't played the schedule that they've played to this point, I would be a lot more ho-hum, kind of like I was with the Bears 6 games in when they were 4-2. And I was like, yeah, they haven't done anything yet. Nothing that they have done has impressed me.
Our friend Mike Florio, who's on next, actually, refers to early season wins as money in the bank.
Yes.
And that's the way you got to look at it.
Yes.
And then, you know, my next phrase, obviously, shorty what you drank.
I didn't know.
Literally just said that in the control room.
You got money in the bank. These are the rules. I don't make the rules.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.